do you draw the line? Anything, friendships, relationships. In my situation here at the workplace, there's an employee here, works at another radio station, our country station. She brings her big ass dog here, and it does it run around the building, and it interrupted our podcast last week. And it was kind of hilarious. The video's up at The Morning Mess on Instagram. You could just see my face drop as I'm trying to share a moment with the show of how sad I was when I lost, when I got divorced.
Yeah.
And this big golden retriever just jumping into the frame. And I'm like, I think what annoyed me was the dog's owner, love her. I'm going to confront her butt in a few minutes. showed no effort to get her dog out of the shot.
No, he was in there for a little bit.
For a while. I was just like, all right. So that's where I draw the line. Do you draw the line at anything in life, Cienz?
I couldn't think of anything for myself specifically, but I was thinking of a funny one for my husband because, I mean, we all know this man just drinks beer. He goes on benders. He, like, stuffs his face with Hot Cheetos, things like that. But there was one time where I had bought these, like, vanilla Sprites for the holidays just because they tasted good. And he was, like, pounding one each day. I know, not good. Because he thought they were sugar-free. And he was like, why would you give me soda that's like not sugar-free, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you're eating all this crap, but you draw the line at a sugar-free, a non-sugar-free soda? Are you kidding me?
Meanwhile, he's eating Filiberto's and pounding down two more beers to go with it at the end of the night.
No, literally, you are not lying one bit, Joey. But yeah, he got mad at me for, I guess it was a wrong marketing that he thought it was sugar-free. I didn't make the branding.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Sienna.
He's so Mexican, yeah.
And I was like, why are you mad at me?
If it was a Fanta, I guess it would have been okay.
It would have been all good,
yeah,
huh?
Mexican Coke, no problem. Girl bath, sugar-free.
All right, where do you draw the line? 602-805-101. Hey, man, we got a morning messenger, man. He's been a fan of the show for a while. Let's check in with Cholo in Phoenix. Cholo, where do you draw the line?
When people say that they're the homie, the bro, the friend, but they don't even take a moment to come up and check up on you or say, how you doing? Or just want to kick it, barbecue, do something. They don't come through.
Are you saying that because they never check in on you and then they ask something of you? Like, let me borrow your grill or something? Because I can't stand that. When you haven't heard from somebody and the next time you hear from them, they want to borrow something or...
Favor friends.
Yeah.
It's a good way to put it, JD. Favor friends.
You know, when I was in the hospital with COVID, and then I almost died from it, and then when I lost my dad 2 months later, nobody checked up on me. Not one person checked up on me. Even, I'm not BSing either. It's like, you know, you go out for other people and out of your way, and I'm a very positive person, even at work. I'm a supervisor now at work, so it's like I try to be positive to my employees, and it's like I'm that kind of person, and people can't go out of their way to check up on me, but I can go out of my way to check up on them and give them positive vibes, you know what I mean?
A simple text to somebody in your circle, an acquaintance, a friend of like, hey man, was thinking of you, how are you, goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, most definitely.
Did you confront those people after they didn't reach out to you?
No, I actually cut them off completely.
Oh. Attaboy.
Well, you drew the line, yeah.
Yeah. I let him borrow my scissors. I cut my shadow off this past year. I cut my inner circle off.
Cut my shadow off.
You're out. But you're so right. I like that term, JD. Favor friends. That's exactly what it is. I've been through so much in the past 4 or 5 years. And man, the favor friends that came at me this past year for Usher tickets, Chris mm-hmm. Brown tickets, Pitbull tickets. I'm like, man, I haven't heard from you in a year. And the next time you're like, hey, what's up? I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
But do you got the hookup for Pitbull? I'm like, man, come on, bro.
Yeah, maybe start out with, hey, how's it going?
Yes.
Protocol. Yeah, I could draw the line at that.
Yeah, play the game.
Literally.
A little bit, at least a tiny bit.
Just like, hey, I haven't talked to you in that long.
Yeah, catch up with them Monday, then yes. Wednesday, hit them up for the tickets.
Oh, my gosh, you continue to be on my mind, you know? I'd be ashamed.
You were in my dream last night. Oh, yeah. God. Oh, well, Cholo, have you made new friends, though? You cut them out, but did you?
I tried to make new friends. For the most part, it's like a lot of these people, when I moved here 8 years ago from the city of Ventura, I just tried to make new friends, and a lot of them became acquaintances, and then I cut them off indefinitely.
Let me get those scissors back. I need the scissors back. Yeah. I need to cut out a few more people, Cholo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes you just have to. You don't need negativity or just if people aren't going to be, you know, the homie, the friend that you want to keep around. And friendship's two ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to reach out to me, why waste my time trying to reach out to you?
Yeah, I feel like I'm living in a cul-de-sac.
That's right.
It's two ways, see? All right, you draw the line at, what do you call them, favorite friends?
Favorite friends.
I like that. Does everyone on board with that? Favorite friends, you got to draw the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I draw the line on favorite friends. I like that, Chola. Well, we're your friends, bro.
I appreciate it.
Maji, I appreciate you always supporting the show.
Yeah, you're welcome, you guys.
Hi, brother.
Bye, Cholo.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, coming up next, we'll take some more calls.
602-805-0101.
I'm trying to confront this girl from our country station, our sister station, Camel, who brought in her big dog and let it run around. I draw the line at dogs without leashes.
You make it sound like it was a Great Dane. Like, it's just a golden retriever.
Golden retrievers are big dogs.
Yeah, and the moral is that he ruined a very vulnerable moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, that's up next. Morning Mess.